Well, I got a very valid. I had this conversation, say, why the Republicans said go to hell. They made their plan. They got the county fairs. They've been working. You know how they are. They make you. I know the Congress of that county. They.
Well, I just don't. There isn't enough of a crisis to justify this kind of a crisis approach. That's the difficulty I'm having. I don't see
how it sets up to address.
My God. Jesus, funny, the very people who are fighting against the freeze and now finding their hold up in there.
Yeah.
I think the package is pretty damn good. It's comprehensive. Yeah. I like that. And they were all together on it, which is a very rare thing.
And our area out.
And it's a minor.
He's always putting out, well, all of you do such things, so he knows better. Go ahead.
But basically, they are all pretty much together. I think we have to take a look at two things and do it immediately. We have to get it together tomorrow on how to get a realistic package. The tactics for disseminating and making the decision. I think a joint session is.
Well, the joint session will not do because basically I'm not going to go up and declare it's a crisis on this thing. I'm not going to do it. I think that, frankly, some of them are motivated a bit by the Watergate thing, maybe this divert. There won't be
something that way.
Our enemies will all see it that way.
There's some of that. I agree with some of that.
The second point is so that they talk about leadership and the rest. We'll be I'll leave. I can follow this up with this strong leadership on the budget. The demand that the Congress will hit them harder about. They're not coming through, and incidentally, you know, the time that I can hit a lot of this will be at the on the Watergate.
That's right.
That's the time that I can hit it hard, and I can say, now, you've asked the congressman the battle of inflation, you haven't done this. This is an issue. We want to get back to this work, this. Mention all of it here, lay the groundwork for four of it to the Congress for failing to act to deal with the problem. See? Speech can come, but I am inclined to think that this really calls for I'm afraid of radio, which is not bad. I mean, a radio thing will get, it's good of our to go into Kansas City. You're going to get one heck of a, I mean, if you want to cover the papers and the rest, you could do it on Sunday. Or you can do it on Saturday at noon, then you get it written. You go there, you have to have the briefings and all the rest. But you've got to see, this requires congressional briefings. These guys, I think they're putting us to a deadline here that they'd be totally unrealistic. How far, for example, when we have a bipartisan congressional briefing, we're not going to be ready by Thursday. This is Tuesday.
You understand? There ain't no way. And goddamn it, he's had 2 weeks in. I called him at 10, 15, and 14. I called him from San Clemente. He went away for the weekend. Then he came back to work all the way into the week.
Now we've been after him since the thing began.
Can't hear me here.
What I have in mind is this, that why is Sunday such a bad day? Why not shoot?
I think that's too soon.
Why not?
I should bring the breakdown on this problem now. Whatever he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's a good
point. What I was thinking of is, frankly, should we have George go to Japan or not? I think not. It's too important. And I say George to go to Japan. This means, and he should send, let's send this deputy. And that will indicate that we're working on this problem. If he goes, it'll look like he's running off at a time we're doing. The second part is that, it seems to me that in order to get this really nailed down and thought through again, I mean, this was a good meeting this today, second. You're trying to get them ready to think through some of these problems that we had. They had obviously fought them through. good. But the answers are, I don't know. We can't tell. It sounds pretty good to me. What do you think?
I think it sounds pretty good. I think they've got to take this thing. And the reason they have to, we need more time, is it's got to be taken right down to a complete consultation schedule, a whole works, relook at the format for announcing the decision, either a radio speech, perhaps even, it's conceivable, a television speech.
The problem I have with television speech is that I don't have to buzzer in on prime time. It's a complicated subject like this. In other words, if it were a free spine, buzzing in on prime time to explain phase four, export controls and budget and so forth, it is not there. I just don't see it.
I would kind of glad to think the radio, perhaps radio speech,
plus
maybe just bring a big group of legislators over, the appropriate committees involved, both sides of the house, and what Bridge people. You just kick it off and let the economists put it out and have a written press release into that announces the whole thing. That's a very feasible thing.
For me, what you could do would be to put the region in the room over in the EOB,
so I
can have a group there. And then I would get up and make a talk. And then we could have it all, we could have all of that part of it.
And we could take on it.
I mean,
we could take
that. I don't know. You would do it live. I could read that. It could be in the middle of the day, and then you run it at night. And we could do it. Then you don't have to play with claws. See, the bad part about staying with going down to the Congress, you've got to have some claws. There aren't going to be any claws in this speech. Except, well, we should have a balanced budget or something. You've got to reach for things. And this is not that kind of talk out.
Then we've got to look at that, the crisis aspect of this thing. I could be toned down.
Yeah.
And the recess cancellation.
Yes. I will not go over it, but I think we could have a major briefing in which we put her on
say about Wednesday next week, we'd be back right Monday morning. Or perhaps Tuesday.
I think we could make Tuesday if they get going. Tuesday, but I would have the reading at a time when they could carry it, frankly, live television. It could be live, we wouldn't care about that. And what we would do is let them carry it. The difficulty with the briefing, you can see, and then letting the press. What I have in mind is this. How about having a briefing? No, I guess that's bad. You could have a briefing and then have it. And just let the press sit through it all. That allows order to press. It lets the...
I think...
done in our conference.
Where is it?
Huh? I can tell you what we're going to have. The president wants to meet the readers. He's going to brief the Congress on the new program. And I agree with the press leaves. Don't you think so? Then we have discussion. What do you think?
That's, you could do it that way, or you could do it in two phases. Just brief the leaders, then take the television picture of that and release that to the press. And then have George and his people do a press briefing after that over in the East Room and West Room.
You mean to brief the leaders in here? To brief the leaders in here?
Well, I think they ought to brief them in the House.
Not so me? Much. What about me? Where should
I do? I think we could set up
in the East Room.
East Room.
Right.
And have them in just the top people. And take a TV of that.
And have a cabinet, too.
And a cabinet. It's a different form, it's just sort of a
cabinet, sub-cabinet, and ranking the majority leaders of the various members of the Congress, and so forth and so on.
And do that, and then have subsequent briefing right afterwards. your handle, so you don't have to.
You mean the Congress leaves after this briefing?
And you can have a discussion in the context of that briefing. After you film the briefing, then have discussions, and George answer their questions, and you answer their questions. Then they go, and then we have it.
Well, I'm part of my problem, so how do you get the press out of there and go away on the discussion?
I don't even have them in it.
You could say they would come in for the president's presentation. And after that,
I wouldn't even have them in for that. See, what I'm saying is just you meet with the leaders in the cabinet.
And brief. And how do I? But I got to brief them, then would we radio that?
Then you could have that radio, you could have that speech or that briefing released to the press. Television picture of it as well as a. Is it like a canned speech and as well as a tape of the radio speech?
Another way to do it, of course, would be to simply have a
or get them out for the discussion. You could have them all in for the filming and then the press will leave for the discussion. That's the most
important. The discussion has to be given take and so forth in that period of time.
Talk to Ron about that. That might not be good. It looked like we were trying to
throw the press out of them.
Throw the press out. And they're going to have a chance for Q's and A's on their own. So.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in two packages, I think. But we could work up something like
we could do it.
Thing to do it is right for the farmer to do it. We ought to continue to export
and the price you take care of it. He totally had turned around. Now what the hell happened? He went on her the cattleman.
Where's the backbone? Sure. Where's the backbone guy?
But good old John, I swear to heaven, he argued just as effectively this side of the immigrant. But I was glad that he came around to it because he at least was off of a kick of it. You and I know we've got to have export control on the corn, for example, and others, but these export controls are causing us some problems. But I was glad that he gave a good kick in the ass to that farm bill. It is no good. I can assure you it is no good. I know that Mel thinks it's all right, and Bryce thinks it's all right, because they've been compromising on farm bills, as I have since the time 25 years ago, 27 years came to Congress. But now, there's one thing you ought to get rid of, is get rid of the farm legislation. It's wrong. It's wrong to be subsidizing milk. It's wrong to be having, having parodies and this and that. We ought to get out of that business, and we ought to turn loose every snake in acre. The fact that they got 48 acres is how this, that's all the acreage there is in this country. I'll lay you money that there's a lot more acreage than that. Mel said there's more acreage. By golly, I want to find that acreage. Turn it loose. That's what they ought to be in this little speech. Turn it loose for the acreage. They ought to start in the box. They ought to put those stockpiles in there too again. Oh God, those people. Get it in here. Go sell those stockpiles. Get them out of there. Well, that's a small thing. But we ought to make this a very, very strong pitch for congressional action. We say Congress must act this. A very tough speech on the Congress. Now, a guy that can do a very effective job of writing in this area is Bryce. Bryce understands this kind of thing. He's very, very, he understands how to write in Congress. Let's see if there's a way to send a message to the Congress. Be a message to the Congress. But just so we get our own thinking somehow lined up, you agree that we can't go let me put it this way. Don't you agree that we shouldn't go rushing down there with the Congress in the joint session? Agree?
I don't think you should do that.
Second, you agree then to the second point. Should we try, if we can, to put this off for Tuesday or Wednesday or next week? Tuesday. But shoot for Tuesday.
I think it will take till Tuesday to get it back.
I don't think it's ready yet.
No, it's not ready. There are a couple of unanswered questions there. Now, we may have a problem. I don't know if Dunlap's problem is, but I think it can be handled separately. There's enough flexibility in the current program to authorize the modification. And he's got a special industry problem.
One other thing we can do, we can announce that on Tuesday we're going to have this thing. That's another thing. Get two rides out of it. Right? This doesn't need to be any big surprise. The freeze had to be a surprise, you know.
That's right.
This shouldn't have been a surprise. We're going to announce phase four. Doesn't mean the freeze is coming off. Well, how should we leave this thing now? Want me to get George over here, and you've got to talk to me, get George over here, and let's brace him now, and tell him that, because he's sort of a leader in the thing, are you, how should we do it?
Well, I think,
I literally didn't, as you know, I just walked out of the room.
No, I just
messed it. Best never to let that thing, but then they argued about the speech to the Congress, and the timing, and all the rest.
I think Bryce cooked up the package, sir.
Huh?
I think the packaging came from Bryce, the joint session.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
The recess time. So I think that's who we ought to talk to about it and do it very sort of quietly and see if we can get a revised look at it without hurting us.
Tell Bryce we're ready, though. We've got to be ready to get this other section. We're ready to go on the horse on this. We can hit this very hard as you realize it. In August and September, you know, if the Congress fails to act on this, I can act like the Dickens about it, and hit radio speeches on it, you know what I mean?
It's sort of good to lay it out. It is an important decibel, but not a crisis decibel. Then when you do the thing in August,
here be mine, but I ask for this, 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 and this, and the Congress has not acted. The Congress said that we need action. Now, lay it on God. Incidentally, had Bizarre seen Mitchell at all that he never talked
to? Yeah, he watched him this morning. He was
just this morning.
I saw him right after.
You haven't had the action report?
No, he didn't.
What about it?
He said that he was so well prepared and knew the testimony of every witness so well that he's confident that he was going to go sail right through this thing.
Can't believe it.
And what he really did was, he said, I said, did the president notice? He said, of course not. He said, because I made the judgment that I wasn't going to tell the president of this thing. And he said, that was a very natural judgment. And it really carries sort of a blanket type judgment that any responsible staff member who knew of this and it happens.
He said, he made a judgment, said, but not to tell the president what, but well,
it was about the break in and the
aftermath. Because before it had occurred, he would have just discussed it.
He's doing.
I love his patience for the events.
Yeah, he said he was just really great, very impressive, and totally in control. Pushed Dash back into the woodwork. Cues to him. He said, "That's your assumption." He said, "Now you go. Let's put it in the right context."
Great.
He said, "You're a past master of laying out assumptions, aren't you, Mr. Dash?
Yeah.
Personal assumptions." He said, "We're here for facts."
He said that.
Just gave him hell.
Great.
And was intellectually his superior throughout.
It's good to have a man like that come on, and the country will be horrified at the point that a man of that character and so forth is going to go to prison for spending money. Well, let me say, he never will. He will never spend a day in prison if I have any power in his office. Never, never, never. That would be a tragedy of mass proportions. They'd like to try the impeachment on that day, correct? Of course, we're going to lay the rest of any fear of our battery. I don't know about this idea that the Democrats are going to continue to harass us and try to get a resignation later and so forth. So of course they are. That's part of the game.
That's what they've been trying. Well, but they did with McGovern.
Hmm?
You were a total disaster. It's obvious that they're doing that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I think is significant about it is that we know
what they're trying to do.
Yeah, how they're going to proceed and to move in ways.
I think they have been, frankly, probably against their better judgment. They don't want to bring all of it or even on. I think they did very definitely.
I get Elliot on that. I said, you know, I'm just a guy here, but we've seen delays now in Cox, where Cox is diverting his efforts here and there. I said, where the hell are the indictments? He's got a mission, and when's he going to perform it? All I see is the indication that he's going to be a self-perpetuating exercise.
What's Elliot saying about that?
He said, I can see why you'd be concerned about that. Beginning to understand. And I said, you know, when you look at the character that staff he put together, I said, I don't know Cox from Adams or Fox. I didn't want you to think that we thought he was prejudiced because Elliot handpicked him and he's a friend. But I said, his staff is just not good people. And I said, God damn, we can't put the presidency against that kind of a long-term erosive fundamentally attack position. I said, could dig things up from now to Tuesday.
I wish you. I wish somebody would. They even read Elliot's own, Cox's own mandate, which Elliot wrote, does on the allegations against the president only refers to it as a clause that follows from the subject duty and may not. He's not supposed to get into the Ellsworth. Evan Tannen said,
in. He's going to call me after his meeting with Cox this afternoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't tell him any of those tactics he may feel, but he must have been negotiating with the guy, and it's his business. But by God, he has a message. He knows what's expected.
Yeah. Well, that is a critical time, at a certain time. I'll talk to him too, I'm ready, and it'll be friendly, but firm. I think we got a little message to him on that brief
power. Oh, yeah, I get his attention.
Chase. Because, you know, Elliot is not one not, he's not one to argue with power, is. And he's also one not to realize that we're going to be around here. That's the point. That's the thing you've got to.
And he's a coward.
Yeah.
He's a coward.
You've got to realize, you know, the whole fight about the Congress and so forth now, and they know very well we're going to be around. That's, I mean, you know, that's the thing that does it. That's why it's crap, the resignation. You know. They were throwing that up. I mean, maybe some of them had some thoughts, but they don't think that. They don't feel my things. They're not that. The Mankiewicz and Braden, the rest of them, they resigned. They didn't think I should ever be in the
future. He's a revolutionary. Mankiewicz is a known revolutionary.
Of course. Isn't that something? The McGovernites. The McGovernites, they got the hell beat out of them flesh, and now they're trying to overthrow the government. Well, we'll do all right.
We're going to do well. If you'd like, sir, I can go over with Bryce and we can come in tomorrow with a new game plan for how to hit this economic thing. I think it'd be better to use Bryce and not George yet. And then
well, I don't think George bought it. I'd say that it would be more useful for him to be here at this critical times, and that we could, that I would like that. Well, I do think it would be very useful for him to go to the meetings. And you know, the guy has behaves well too. Might be a very nice thing to let George go to the meeting. I wouldn't hold that out. I just mentioned it, so I'm not, but he's not going to mention that to anyone. But if he goes to Japan, not to mention it, that brother just has that in the back of his mind. But to wait until September and so forth, to wait until Henry gets back. Because George will conduct himself with great dignity. He's a terrific representative abroad. Right?
And I don't see you on any different place.
And I see that Tim Jack has, no, George is fine, but he's done it.
They're going to get their homework on this one, right?
Well, it's so different from that other time that we came through. And they're a good group of people now. Fine group of men. Dunlop, Stein, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're
of course, Dunlop, Stein, George, from an intellectual standpoint, sort of are considerably above them.
Yes, I'd just like to talk to these out and see if we can work out another market.
days and water heater is over, but that's my timing. I do not want to go to it. I plan, frankly, to kick the hell out of the Congress. But I want to get this over, and I have speech in mind at that time. Second point is that I think that this kind of subject is not just can't be packaged at a particular event. And I'd like for him to think in terms of another package. Third thing, I think the only thing he's going to do, you have Bryce in, we'll work it out with Dunlop to see that you're.
Well,
I don't know this, or will you work it to Dunlop?
If he could think about it overnight, I'd give him a problem, say, if we just.
Because we've got to go
more confidence in his medical model.
Right. And let's let Bryce try to work the problem out. That'll get up. But you see, we can't go by Sunday. These guys are pushing us too fast on that, in that direction.
Well, knowing that Bryce is the one who cooked it up, he's the best one to change it.
And Bryce can go say, all right, we'll go Tuesday, and we can announce it any time before, but they want to. That ought to, I think, take care of Dunlop's problem. Heck, fire, if he announces we're going to do something on Tuesday, he could announce it on Sunday. We could let her out on Saturday, but we're going to speak to this problem. Then anybody that hadn't made any plans or anything just slips them on you. If you just if you just forget them on Sunday, you'll seem to need you have no problem there.
That's right. Well, I think we go through that and we do a couple of check. If we have a problem, we check that out.
It's much better, isn't it, to have Bryce do this much than ask Melba to Mel would take the ball in.
Mel didn't participate very much, yeah.
Is that right?
He came in and actually
got pushed. Bryce is the guy. Well, we'll work that out. You can make us hope more even.
Sure.
Well, I must say, Mitchell surprised us. I don't know, I didn't think he'd ever appear in the first place, second. I thought he'd crack because of his sickness. But maybe, you know, he just got himself together and got ready.
I think it was shocking when they hit him at first, and then he worked his way out of it, kind of busted.
But as you know, I told you though, I think the man everybody was protecting is Mitchell. Yet, it's just possible. Just possible. But the major culprits in this field happen to be the murderers.
Well,
my God, the more that comes around here, I am really bothered with pushing the rest of it.
Jim said we're doing information due that day to go to the residents for the
this residence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Manoa, ask them if I asked Julie if they would like to go in the boat with me then, maybe in Mrs. Nixon, just to get out of the house for a while. It's hot, but it might be nice. Ask them.
Mitchell didn't agree very hard to do that, young.
Good.
He had a little of his testimony.
Over chapel about how many meetings were made. Yes, I heard about that.
And he also hit Dean on several details, too. Not too heavily, but this president, I think, on two issues. As of this morning. But I think he hurt the Gruder badly. The Gruder had described the meeting that never occurred. He had a lot of movements. Meetings in the office.
Mitchell was always had sort of a protective dean. He always thought well of Dean. He always told me that. And I said, always. I talked to him maybe only a couple of times in the February, March period on the phone. Said, John Dean, good man.
Well, he said they asked him a question, did Dean tell you such and such? He said, well, at that point, Dean was covering his own tail. He wasn't telling anybody anything. It had to do with cover-up.
Oh, one thing I understand, Ron told me that they asked him about, what about the meeting you had with the president on March 22nd? What did you talk about then? You know, and he said he had never discussed, which is incidentally the only meeting he ever had with Mitchell where he's ever discussed. The only meeting. Isn't that interesting? Watergate was never discussed with Mitchell on March 22nd. Well, of course not. We were discussing your committee. We were discussing executive privilege. That was the entire discussion that day. That was the entire discussion.
That's where you discussed. See, that's...
That is going to end up. That's going to hit Brother Dean Mortal, too.
See,
I can be easily discredited.
So do I.
this does Evers and Colson probably right, it will be some lasting legacy. But believe me, I've always felt that the people that you take on, John Dean, are others than me who were there.
Who had your contacts?
Now, they're going to show him up to be a liar for immunity. That's what he is, a liar for immunity.
I think we're going to come out of these testimonies now very much stronger.
You really feel so. Well, you can't know more. We'll do pretty well, but then Kalmbach, I know, he's going to be dragging along.
Well, Kalmbach will hurt other people.
He won't hurt the president.
He won't hurt the president.
I know that.
Well, he's in some trouble himself, so he's not really.
He'll get by.
He'll get by. And it is advantage to convey as more autonomous it was. People who have done a job, even though they've done the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, now what we want to do, we're going to make all the days now count, just like this one. A full day, just hard, our work of charging head, we're going to just do this. You get up to New York tomorrow and make that talk, that's a good thing to do. I'll do my little business at the cabinet tomorrow. What are we giving the cabinet this thing? Economics.
Good. It's a good idea.
Good thing. Get them in line.
Just keep them all. Everybody who I've been talked to early. Got them on the comments from there. They delighted. They were really pleased.
Because they thought they were kind of give and take.
Give and take. And I said, one guy from New Hampshire said, he said, everyone thinks I'm talking to you every day. So that.
Well, he blessed
me. He brought me out of there this morning. God, he was.
Who?
Person.